Hi, everybody. Once again, we are live at the federal courthouse. This is Wendy Burch. We apologize for any audio difficulties that we had earlier, but we wanted to bring you the very latest that in the federal trial against Ed Buck, the former prominent Democratic contributor, he has now been found guilty of all 9 federal charges. That verdict coming down just about 30 minutes ago. Now, the charges are extensive. There are at least 2 counts of providing methamphetamine to a victim that resulted in death, 4 additional counts of providing methamphetamine, 1 count of using his West Los Angeles apartment as a drug lair, and 2 counts of paying for interstate travel for the purpose of prostitution. All of these are significant charges. He's been found guilty in all of them. There are maximum sentencing. It is likely that 66-year-old Ed Buck will spend the rest of his life in a federal prison. Now, this case came to light a few years back when there were a number of men, mostly black men, that were overdosing in the presence of Ed Buck, and 2 of those young men died in his apartment in West Hollywood, one of them being 26-year-old Jamel Moore, the other one being 55-year-old Timothy Dean.